Welcome to the Awesome Non-Speakers Podcast, which used to be called Awesome Autism Tools. I'm so excited about this new name. It reflects more clearly the heart of what I care so much about: connection, presumed competence, hope, and expression for non-speakers, unreliable speakers, and their families. I'm so glad that you're here. Have you ever experienced a moment so perfectly timed that it felt like the universe conspired to make it happen? Today, I'm going to share two very specific instances like that and the power of divine time windows, these miraculous moments when everything aligns perfectly. I'm going to start by sharing an experience that Emma gave me permission to share and her non-speaking son Jay's thoughts on this experience. So first, this is a quote from Emma. "My friend told me it would help if I went to our church's temple today, so I did. It was a lot of time on the road in heavy traffic, but wow, was it worth it. We ended up connecting with a group from Redlands. We went into the confirming room, and Jacob asked to be the one to confirm Jay. I coached him on how to touch Jay's head while he said the prayer, and he said he has a brother with special needs. Emma didn't know Jacob. He was there from the Redlands group, and Emma was just there with Jay. So, Emma continues, I talked to him afterwards, and he said that his brother was denied baptism and entry to the temple because he's a disabled non-speaker and innocent, and therefore has no need of baptism. I told him all about Jay and gave him my card with Jay's blog. I told him about Jay's baptism and his service mission and spelling and his church journey. Jacob's brother is also 23, the same age as Jay. And Jacob came to the Newport Beach Temple today, which is not his regular temple, with one question for God. How can I help get my brother to the temple? So needless to say, I knew again how God is watching over us." All right, I had to record that a few times because I kept crying. It just touches me so much how that was definitely divine timing. This window of time opened up and they met perfectly time-wise. A few days later, I was doing a spirit-to-spirit session for Jay, per requested by his mom, Emma, and I asked him about this divine timing, and this is what Jay said about it. "Jacob's brother's angel coordinated that connection, that serendipitous moment of time when Jacob was at the temple the same time that I was, and that he was the one who was able to do the ordinances in the temple for my ancestors with me. And then, of course, my mom, who is an earthly angel, was excited to talk to Jacob about his brother. God knew that would happen. And then was able to share the hope and joy that spelling can bring to Jacob's brother, and that he can find a way to finally communicate his thoughts and feelings and desire to follow God by getting baptized and by going to the temple. And it was definitely orchestrated by Jacob's brother's angel, and he coordinated with my angel and with Jacob's angel and with my mom's angel, and was able to, because Jacob listened, and my mom listened. They were able to make the effort and the physical things that needed to happen in order for us all to converge in that moment of time and then be like," and I saw this image of a little explosion, like not in a bad way, but a little like pow, pow, and almost like little fireworks. That's the image that Jay put into my mind. To be connected in this powerful way, in this powerful moment where my mom could share with Jacob. I am so hopeful that he is able to get his parents to listen, and they will watch the Spellers movie, and they will help his brother be able to spell. That is my hope for Jacob's brother. I was so glad to be a part of it, and so happy that my mom took us to the temple that day. Later in our session, divine timing came up again, and Jay said this. "You could see that in the situation with Jacob and his brother, timing was very important because of the great coordination needed to meet at the temple at a certain time and place. My mom and me and Jacob had to all go to the same temple at the same time, and that took a lot of coordinating of time and energy. There are moments in a person's life where timing is very important, and then there are moments when timing is more fluid." My favorite part about what Jay was telling me is just how all the different multiple angels coordinated together to make that moment happen. And seeing that moment like a little happy firework was so fun. It was just really great to be able to hear Jay's perspective on that divine timing moment. I tend to do my spirit-to-spirit sessions early in the morning while the house is quiet, and I did this session right before I had my prayer meeting. Once a week, I get together with a group of ladies on Zoom, and we pray together. We spend 10 minutes praying about a common topic, and then we'll share what insights we got, and then we'll type different things we want prayed for, and someone will be the voice and say a prayer. So I suggested that we do divine timing for that prayer meeting that day. And this is what I got out of that experience. When we were all together praying about divine timing, I had these insights. It started with Jesus saying to me three times, "Time is relative. Time is relative. Time is relative." And he showed me that there are moments in time when things are very timed-based. So he showed me when Emma and Jay connected with Jacob in the temple. Then he showed me something that touched my heart so deeply. And okay, I probably will not be able to do this without crying. So my son Bryson is a missionary in the Philippines. And right now where he is serving, he has to bike 8 miles to get to the city that he serves in each day. And it's up a bunch of hills. It's like, as he likes to say, uphill both ways, because it's like up and down both ways. But he was biking up the mountain and kind of weaving back and forth on the highway because it's easier than going straight up. And as he came to the curve, a motorcycle came around the other way and they were going to collide. Like, there was no way to avoid it. But they both saw each other and they put their brakes on. And they swerved, but they actually both swerved the same way, and they did hit each other. By the time they actually hit each other, they were going so slow, they just like bumped into each other and fell over. And Jesus showed me the time, how time slowed down, I guess. I don't know, but he showed me how it was like seconds. That seconds counted, the way that time elongated. I could like see it. It's hard to explain, but that time, those seconds counted, each second counted, and it worked perfectly that they just gently bumped into each other and tipped over. There was not a crash. His bike was not damaged. The motorcycle was not damaged. Both of them were fine. It was perfect, divine timing. And then I saw their angels, the motorcycle guy's angels, and Bryson's biking angel helping to coordinate that time, which that divine timing window was literally seconds to help them survive. And then he was showing me the divine timing window of Jay and Emma meeting Jacob. And there was like a 10-minute divine timing window. And then he showed me the divine timing window of us choosing to move to Utah. We chose to move here in the summer of 2019. And God at the time told us it was our choice. And it was Bryson, Rob, and I at the time, and we prayed about it and said, yes, let's do it. But I saw that there was actually a 2-year divine timing window. If we had said no then, we would have moved within the next 2 years. And then he showed me the divine timing of when Devin was kidnapped in Mexico. I have a whole book about all of the miracles called The Mexico Miracle, of when Devin, my oldest son, was 16 and was kidnapped in Mexico and was able to escape. And the divine timing window that he showed me was he had been kidnapped and was stripped down to his underwear, and they locked him up in the shack, and Devin was able to break out of the shack and run down this dirt road. And just as he reached the end of that dirt road, a city bus pulled up. Like exactly as he reached there, and the city bus opened the door and Devin got on the bus. And just that divine timing, that was a window of seconds also. So I could see that divine timing windows can be years, like us choosing to move to Utah, or divine timing windows can be seconds, like Devin in the city bus pulling up just at the right time, or Bryson in the motorcycle bike little bump. And I even think about the divine timing of me hearing the telepathy tapes and choosing to focus on supporting non-speaking autistic children. And the divine timing of that was beautiful. I listened to the first episode right as my husband was leaving for Southeast Asia for 3 weeks, and it gave me this beautiful empty space of time to listen and process and figure out what I was supposed to do with that information that I got. So with a divine timing windows, it doesn't matter what scale it's on, if it's seconds versus minutes versus years, it still requires some amount of divine coordination. And choice. It requires choice for us to follow impressions, for us to choose to pray about decisions, for even bus schedules. Like maybe that bus was running late or maybe it was running early. I have no idea. I just know that there is divine timing in our life. So I want you to ponder, where have you seen divine timing in your life? When you think about the possibility that divine timing can actually be years, not just seconds, does that open up your mind to other divine timing you may have actually had in your life? I suggest if anything comes to mind that you take time to journal it or make a voice memo about it or something, share it with someone. This can help you to honor those divine timing moments in your life. So I want to leave you with a little bit of a practical application. These were very inspirational stories to me, some very personal, but I hope overall this idea of divine timing can be a blessing to you. So recognize divine timing windows. Pay attention to what you may have thought were coincidences. Notice when multiple people or events or places like align unexpectedly, or look for moments when obstacles remove themselves or timing lines up just right. Or maybe we think timing's lining up just wrong, but then no, it actually turns out it was right. Pause to try to recognize those divine timing windows. Pray and ask God to help you see where those have been. And I really find it helpful to think about responding to any inspiration within 10 seconds. I read a book once. I'll try to find it and put it in the show notes. But it was something along the lines of respond within 10 seconds. So if you get a prompting to take an inspired action, you might not be able to take it right then, but you can at least write it down and know you're going to act on it when you have a chance. And trust the coordination that's happening behind the scenes. Try to stay in that place of gratitude or that place of hope. I can imagine that Emma, when she was driving to the temple and the traffic was big, and maybe she's like, oh, I'm going to get there much later than I anticipated. If she understood the divine timing from it, it could help her stay in a more positive place also. I guess I just want you to know that I believe and know that angels can coordinate on our behalf much more than we realize. There's not only divine timing, there's divine coordination. And we can be inspired to follow impressions that can help to create divine timing. I actually later was shown that there were other opportunities when Jay and Emma could have met Jacob at a different temple, and just the timing didn't line up for whatever reason. And I thought that was interesting. So please share a divine timing story with me. I would love to hear it. And I hope that this has inspired you to consider where you have divine timing in your life. Thanks for listening today. If this episode was helpful, please share it with a friend. And remember to sign up for my Very Awesome Friends newsletter to get access to the private podcast and other helpful resources. I'd love to stay connected with you there.